we'll go back. We got one under advisement. We'll take that one, I guess, next. And that's case number 9894. And that's Mr. Melson. And he is requesting permission to leave his trailer on a partial, it's cut out, it's 3.74 acres. Now this large, larger development. Out of a 57.27. And he owns probably that 13.9 acres.
Rick, can there be a time limit put on this?
I'm sorry?
Can there be a time limit put on this, or does it already have one? Or?
It doesn't have any built in. I think you can establish one.
We could do that. Okay.
Didn't he say he would eventually have family in this, but he would rent it?
Yeah, he's going to use it as a rental, and you know, and I'm wondering, I mean, he moved it 4 years ago. Was there a permit issued? If there was, how did it get placed on the parcel?
That was my next question.
On which parcel?
The existing one.
On the existing parcel.
Wasn't it combined?
Did you?
Wasn't it combined with acreage across the road?
Yeah, but once when that was subdivided, that
should have triggered. Well, it's not been approved yet, I don't think.
Okay.
Because, see, he just got entrance.
He's going to do it for
a few. I'm thinking that Lawrence was probably waiting on them to get approval for the Board of Adjustment for him to sign off, because he's got an entrance approval from DLDOT for February of 07. Which means he's probably not stamped off on it because he didn't get approval.
But it was part of a larger parcel.
Yeah, so right now it's all combined. He's trying to separate the 3 acres off.
I think if it's still a 10-acre, you can probably move it around without too much difficulty, can't you?
Right.
Yeah.
It still has a second on farm.
He's just wanting to retain it because it's already there on that side of the road. He's trying to get rid of that.
Yeah, he can move it around, like you said, there. Made the statement of rental.
Until family, but then he wants to go with family with it.
Okay, and then he's...
You can't really police that. You can't say you can only rent to family, because who knows,
it's what we don't allow.
Right, but...
The point of the ordinance is to allow the on-farms to help with the farming operations.
Right.
If they're carving the 3 acres off and they're not farming, then it kind of defeated the purpose for which it was originally placed.
Right. And then he come back and said he was going to go with family, so...
Well, like Rick said, it's not a part of the farming operation. That's what the ordinance was written for.
Right.
When he breaks that apart there, then it's... But, you know...
The other side of the coin is it's housing, and that's not always easy to come by in some situations. So
no.
And it'd be different if... I think, in my mind, it'd be a little bit different if he wasn't a little bit wishy-washy about whether it was going to be family or not. I mean, he stated eventually it would be family, I think, so...
He's going to rent the family, rent it, and then he stopped, and he's going to rent the family. That's what I meant. If it had been just, it was going to be for family right off the bat. I go with you that.
Eventually.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
You know, the main thing is, Mr. Chairman, is like Mr. Burrell said, we can't police it.
No, how do you police it? There's no way.
It's impossible to police. So no. When you make your decision, you've got to keep that in mind, too, that we can't tell. I mean, they could have rentals there for...
It could be that right now, not knowing it.
I can't see it.
And how do you feel, Mr. McCabe, on this? Mr. McCabe, how do you feel on it?
I'm not in favor.
You're not in favor? Okay. Mr. Russell?
Well, I think if we were to approve it, I would definitely want a time frame limitation on it.
Okay. You'd want it with stipulations, Mr. Mills?
I'm not for it.
You're not for it?
What would be the purpose of the time limit, though? If it's vacant now, it's not like it's not like he's going to have to kick somebody out, for example. Or
He said it was vacant, but there...
I saw the photo, though. It had a truck with a guy.
Yeah, like a trailer up right now.
I rode by there, and it looked like it. I didn't go up there, but, I mean, it looked like it could be inhabited right now.
Right.
But,
I think it was Sunday. I'm going to do my tour. I mean,
I went by there today.
You see that truck up there?
Well, I didn't see a truck.
The only thing that the time period may help, I know they've had, if he's got his insurance approval, if the, when they have the survey done, if they put on there to be removed, like if they were given a time period, he could go ahead with this process as far as getting his lot subdividing, getting all that recorded, but then he has to have it removed in so long.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it gives him.
Or even give him 2 years or something for the mobile to be replaced.
But it gives him time, and then he could still go ahead and get that process done, too. I mean, I don't know.
That makes sense.
That way it takes the policing out of it.
Out of you all having to police it, right?
Because once it's, I mean, once it's stamped off as to be removed, I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's got to be done.
I mean, does that present a problem for you to police that, or does it come up in the computer after 2 years, or?
Well, it would still have to go out there and look to see if it was removed. I mean, you can put all the laws you want in there, but we enforce.
There's some way for it to pop up on your computer screen some morning and saying 2 years and.
No way for it to come up at all then. Celebrate back and you say, we're trying to, when you work with you all too, and we keep from policing
it.
Yeah,
that's the question.
I mean, we're all trying to work this thing together.
That when we do these things, that the enforcement part of it is hard enough as it is.
Right.
When Dell Dots does their thing, it still doesn't help us anything. They can say it has to be removed in 2 years, 5 years, or 1 month. We still probably.
But I don't think they can ever issue it. Like if there's any permits or anything that's ever to be issued on the property, nothing will ever be really done. So I mean, that's one way of policing.
But then they don't
issue nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, after hearing the discussion, and you know, as far as on the office part, and we've heard what some of you said, that we maybe want to table it, and everybody have more time to try to come up with something for them, and everybody look at.
You got some information
to go with now. You want, maybe that might not be a bad idea if we just table it. I'll entertain a motion for that then, if that be the case.
I'd like to make a motion. We table case number 9894.
To our next regular meeting?
Yes.
To our next regular meeting,
which will be on August the 20th. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we will table case number 9894 to our next regular meeting, which will be on August 20th.
20th?
Yep. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Yeah.
Okay, that clean.